In the light of Hadith, in the light of Hadith.
The narration in Sahih Muslim in Kitab al-Zakah, in which the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Man sanna fil Islami sunnatan hasanatan." Whoever introduces a good practice into Islam, falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha ba'dahu. Then for him is the reward that he has of that action, and the reward of whoever acts upon the action after him. Min ghayri an yanqusa min ujurihim shay. Without the rewards of those people decreasing in any way. So here the beloved Prophet ﷺ has clearly stated the concept of good bid'ah, the concept of praiseworthy and recommended bid'ah. Whoever institutes, whoever initiates a good practice in Islam, he gets the reward of that good practice, and whoever acts upon it after him, he gets their reward as well, without their reward being decreased in any way. Furthermore, then the beloved Prophet ﷺ mentioned the other type of bid'ah. Whoever introduces into Islam a bad practice, an evil practice, كان عليه وزرها ووزر من عمل بها بعده. Then the sin of that is upon him, and the sin of whoever acts upon it after him is also upon him. من غير أن ينقص من أوزارهم شيء. Without the sins of those people lessening or decreasing in any way. So whoever introduces an evil practice, a bad practice into Islam, whoever tries to change the rulings of Islam or brings something into Islam which contradicts and breaks the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah, then such a thing is to be rejected. He will be sinful for it. Whoever acts upon it after him will also be sinful. And all of those sins will go to the person who initiated that sinful practice, without the sins of those other people lessening or decreasing in any way. And in terms of this meaning, the grand scholars of this ummah, the likes of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i radiyallahu anhu, who was Nasir al-Sunnah, his title was the Helper of the Sunnah, the one who protected and preserved the Sunnah, one of the greatest scholars this ummah has ever seen. What did he say? It's reported in Hilyatul Awliya by Al-Hafidh Abu Nu'aym rahimahullah. He says, quoting the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i radiyallahu anhu, he says, لِبِدَعَةٍ بِدَعَةً, that there are two types of bid'ah. He says, بِدَعَةٌ مَحْمُودَةٌ وَبِدَعَةٌ مَذْمُومَةٌ. The two types of innovation are praiseworthy innovation and condemnable innovation. Good innovation and bad innovation. Good bid'ah and bad bid'ah. He says, فَمَا وَافَقَ السُنَّةَ فَهُوَ مَحْمُودٌ. Whatever is in accordance with the sunnah, that new practice is praiseworthy. وَمَا خَالَفَ السُنَّةَ فَهُوَ مَذْمُومٌ. And whatever opposes the sunnah, whatever is contrary, whatever is against the sunnah, then that is to be condemned, that is to be criticized, that is a negative, blameworthy and rejected innovation.